This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hello, welcome to our discussion of the events of the day, issues of the day, how to learn from your mistakes today and quickly. We're talking about some of the larger mistakes that we made in our lives as a collective, like becoming so dependent on chips and not even knowing that we've become this. I was talking to Victoria about the supply of cars or the supply of anything. You can't find a new car on a lot. You got to order it, and it's because of these damn chips. I was just talking to the president of my bank during the news here at the top of the hour, and he's trying to reach me on my iPhone. You'll love this, Victoria, because he's my age, and he's got a new iPhone, but he can't figure out how to put the new numbers in, and he can't call anybody who calls him back because he doesn't know what happens when he pushes this button. He's afraid of it. That's what
he's
happens.
He's the president of a bank, and he's afraid of technology. Well, that's not making me feel
phone.
Good about
it. Was good at being the president of the bank. But
what does that even mean?
Being good at being president
of the bank?
You
don't understand technology. You just stand there and wave and shake hands with people.
It's the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, so he's doing something right. But he sure doesn't like technology. And
every time you say you talk to the president of the bank, it's so like Mayberry. It's like no one knows who anybody's president
is. Would never be able to talk to the president of the Chase Bank, but we have this little bank here.
I don't even like to go into a Chase lobby. I just do everything. I do mobile banking.
And deposit.
Yep. And then if I have to get cash, I just go to the
ATM. So here, you want to know why
ATM.
That doesn't work? Here's a perfect example. One of the reasons that he and I were talking is because we put I bought a piece of farm equipment, and the guy wanted me to pay for it with a check. And he said, you can take a picture of the check. And I thought, Jesus, this is just like talking to Victoria. So he had me write out the check. And then he said, take a picture of the front and the back of it and send it to me. And that'll be all we need. And I thought to myself, huh? What are you talking about? I don't have to overnight you the check? No, he says, just take a picture of it. So I took a picture of it, both sides. And they deposited it. And then it turned out that I was better off to pay cash. It's a long story, but I stopped payment on the check on Monday. And so that should have taken care of it, except the guy who I did the transaction with called me yesterday. He said, well, I don't know what to do, because you paid his cash, and the bank just cleared the check.
No, you paid twice. Okay.
You got twice as much out of me. He said, no, we're going to make it good. But so then I called the president. I said, I called two people in the bank to stop payment, and they said, yep, it'll happen immediately. And a day later, the check gets paid. How does that work? And
must
so
have
back
been too
to
far
technology.
Along the process or something,
well,
right?
Whatever it is. I mean, what happened to somebody picking up the phone and saying to somebody over on the other side of the street at the offices, oh, just make sure this check doesn't get paid? No, we got to go through all of this rigmarole of government forms and computers and stuff. And it just is part of the failure, the breakdown, and that's part of the mistake. We become too dependent on stuff like this. So I'm going to fast forward to a story that we've talked about off and on here, and that is the making of electric cars and what that means to you. I get the idea that people want to invest in this because it'll be good for the climate, it'll be good for all of our lives down the road. But to bring you up short, the fellow who acts as consultant to this program sent me a rather long treatise on what happens now if you buy an electric car today, what it actually costs you in terms of overall expense and where the power is coming from. So it's down the road, fine, great. But don't get all excited, or if you buy an electric car, buy it with your eyes wide open, not thinking about what you're going to do for the environment, thinking about maybe you're going to not have to buy so much gasoline or whatever it is. But the power for that car comes from, in most cases, 80% of the plants in this country now are fired by oil. And there's about 10% coal, and I don't know what the rest of it is.
I think Tesla, Tesla is probably the only manufacturer that is all solar. So their plants, I know they have, I think they have one in North Carolina, and they have another one in California.
But making the electricity that you get at the supermarket or you get in your home, that's not coming from solar.
No.
I'm going to put a solar, I've now changed my whole position on this because I believe there is a problem, and I believe that we all contribute to it. So my way of fixing it, and this is kind of where my wheelhouse is, when I talk about stuff on the air that's a problem that we all need to deal with, I try to come up with, or Victoria does, or Jennifer, or Jay, with solutions so that it isn't just we're having a vapid, empty conversation that criticizes everybody for, so there we all got the criticism. What are we doing to fix it? And in this case, I think if you want an electric car, swell, just understand that you're not doing carbon neutral yet. It's going to be 20 years before it's carbon neutral.
But because if you think about all the cars, like for me, I live in an apartment complex, and so I can't pull up a Tesla and charge it anywhere. No. What am I going to do? We have 760 apartments in the village that we live in. Where are all these people going to be charging cars? It's not going to happen. We're going to have to hang on to whatever car we buy will be the last. This is how I sort of see it going, and maybe it'll be the same for you. Whatever the most, whatever the newest model of a regular, what would you call it, non-electric? It's not diesel.
Petroleum-powered. It's regular gasoline-powered,
Regular gas-powered car. I think people are going to rush to buy the very last ones made and then hang on to them, right?
Yeah.
Because
of course they
never,
are.
Because what are we going to do, not have a car? I mean, we're going to end up driving an old gas-powered car. Because we can't plug in.
I like driving gas powered. I can't imagine an electric Range Rover. I know they're starting to build them. They're trying to build them, but it's not what I drive a Ford pickup truck. I can't. They're
yeah, but
a new
what's the difference,
Ford
though?
Pickup truck.
I've driven my friend's Tesla, and
I have
it's so fast and zippy. And
oh, yeah. It's zippy as hell. Jack Stockwell's got one. And he took me for a ride this past weekend, and, he said, watch this. So he's at a bright red light and takes off like a rocket.
Yeah.
And then, we talk about the charging it, and he doesn't dare drive it down to St. George's, where we now are back on the air down in St. George's, Utah. Because it's too far and there are no charging stations.
Yeah, you have to really plan out your trips.
Exactly. So it's early. If you want to use it locally, that's swell. And you think you're doing something, that's great. But remember,
look, you are doing something if you're at let's say you install, if you buy a Tesla or any of the other electric vehicles, it doesn't have to just be Tesla, and you install the charger at your house, and your house is run by solar, well then yes, you are making an impact.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Not everybody's doing that, and that's the problem. Yeah.
Right. Well, it'll be solved, but don't jump off a cliff thinking that you have to have this tomorrow. My son and his father-in-law bought a Ford electric truck, and now they can't get it because the chip thing.
delayed. Right?
That's just man. It's all this technology on top of technology. All right, here's another situation. The Federal Trade Commission. We've been talking here. I've got a theme going. Now, this is along with the Chinese did the virus and 5G. This is my latest cause. And that is getting more competition in the workplace and seeing what we can do individually about supporting local businesses. Go back to, what's old is new again. Now all these little hardware stores are popping up everywhere because people can't find in the big box stores the supply that they want because they have created it themselves. The shortage, and so the local guys are more creative. They come up with ways of, finding the right screw or the right bolt or whatever it is. And they actually have people in the stores that can take you to the place in the store where the screws and the bolts are. And it's pretty much the same price now as you get at Home Depot. So here's the Federal Trade Commission that has decided to fine Fashion Nova $4 million for suppressing negative reviews. Now, the first time I saw this, Victoria, obviously I thought of you because you're big into the fashion world and makeup and all that sort of thing. My first response was, how is it that this company has been singled out? And why is it that the government should be doing this instead of the consumer, making the consumer aware of the way these people are screwing their customers? And, you know, that sort of is my where I'm coming from here. And then I started thinking about all the other sites that suppress information and how come the government's not suing them. So
well,
you
this
probably
is, this
know
is a
more
high
about
profile.
This.
Yeah. See, the reason that this is, and they are going after other companies, but this is a big company. And so the thing about this, and I wish Jay and Jen were here because we get inundated.
Oh, you
want
to save it? They're both sick today.
No, it's fine. No, just because I'm sure they've had the same experiences that I've had. So what this company does, it's all junk. It's fast fashion. It's literally the fashion equivalent of fast food. It's cheap quality. It's all probably made in China. I say probably because I've never bought anything from it, so I'm not sure,
well,
but I would guess
probably
it's all cheap stuff made in China.
Yep.
Well, so what they do is they get these like low-level celebrities, like for instance, two of the girls from the cast of the Jersey Shore, right, on MTV, the reality show. Right. Two of those girls who are not celebrities by, you know, I mean they're celebrities in that sense. So they get these low-level celebrities to go onto their Instagram pages and Facebook pages and model all this junk fashion, and they sell it and they get a commission off of it. And it's, you know, and apparently the quality is as you can imagine, it's terrible. And so the last April, in April of 2020, the Federal Trade Commission went after Fashion Nova the first time because they were canceling orders on people and people were paying and never got their money back. So that was the first infraction.
Right.
Now they've realized that by suppressing any review that was less than 5 stars, then they're violating the FTC Act, and that's why, along with 10 companies, they got fined this $4 million.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised because it looks like it's like a pyramid scheme for fashion. It's like LuLaRoe. It's all
my question always when it comes to these things. Where does the $4.5 million go that the government is
finding? Well, that's true.
Where,
yeah.
What big hole has that gone into? That'll be the subject of discussion that will carry through, probably show up in our download, along with other things. The most recent downloads at djvshow.com have a focus on, for example, Queen Latifah talking about Chris Noth and what's going on there, and Tom Brady, is he going to retire or not, and is Idris Elba the new James Bond, all that sort of thing, trusting or not to trust. Who do you trust when it comes to COVID concerns? That's a discussion of that. And the defamation lawsuit against Alec Ball, all kinds of things that we cull and put together so you can kind of get a sense of what's going on by listening to the podcast at djvshow.com or like Apple, wherever you get your podcast, that's where it is. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LIN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, so Victoria and I here alone today because Jen's out and so is Jay. Our social media is a focus of a lot of people listening to the program to answer questions that we present to sort of have us get a pulse as to what you're thinking about things. Then we report on such matters as Peter Dinklage focusing on this new Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He's upset because they're not using dwarfs. Right?
No,
is that kind of the bottom line?
No. He's upset that they are using dwarves because
he's an activist. What's wrong with using dwarves?
No, what he's saying is the reason this is trending is because he is a very well-known, very well-respected actor, starred in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, everybody knows. If you look at him, you know exactly who he is.
And so he is a little person, and so he has been an activist for, you know, for being an actor and being his size, as opposed to just always being, you know, that size and playing a child or, you know, being in a costume, like a lot of Star Wars people, you know, little people were used in Star Wars, you know, in costumes and stuff. And so he said that, you know, the new Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is getting, it's a live action remake, like how Disney's done that with Beauty and the Beast and a lot of other movies. And so he said that it's great that they made a big deal about casting Rachel Zegler, who can be seen in West Side Story right now. She was the girl who beat 30,000 other girls to be the lead in West Side Story. She's won all kinds of awards for that.
And getting all kinds of criticism because you're not Puerto Rican.
Well, she's of Puerto Rican descent. She's from Jersey, but
apparently she's not. There's the discussion with Bill Maher last night was that she was not. She was Colombian.
Oh yeah, she's a mix. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, so she's been cast as Snow White. This is a huge role for her, and Gal Gadot is going to play the Evil Queen. So this is like a lot of star power.
Yeah.
And so what Peter Dinklage is saying, and the reason this is trending, he said, you know, it's great that they're being progressive and they're very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. And he said, but wait a second. He goes, if you're not actually looking at the whole story and you're telling this backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together, he said, what exactly are you accomplishing? And so he said, you know, essentially, like, this is, they need to rewrite this whole script because it's, you know, in the original cartoon, Snow White sees the dwarves as children. She treats them like they're children. And so they, you know, and people who are little people are, you know, very capable, as we know from all of the TV shows, the reality shows, Little People, Big World. You know, they're very capable of doing a whole lot more than just playing dwarves in, you know, in a Disney movie. So I think it's interesting. I mean, you know, a lot of other movies that have come out recently. The one that's popping into my mind right now is this part two of the Santa Claus movie that Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are in on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And instead of having elves, they cast them as they are animated. So it's a way to do that.
But what's the beef here? Is the beef that we didn't give acting jobs to dwarfs? Or the dwarf
should
play the dwarf.
No, the dwarf should not be in it. It should be rewritten.
Why? The story is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, but it's inappropriate
for what?
In 2022.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It is.
No, baloney.
It is.
No, you got your thing, and it's Snow White, and what is it, Snow White and the Seven Adults now? Is that we're going to change it to something that is more politically correct because it's politically correct? They're dwarfs in this story.
All he said
little
is,
people.
Right. So Disney responded. Disney says that the film intends to take a different approach with the seven characters in order to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated movie, which is what Peter Dinklage is talking about. I know that this is not something that, like, you would ever be concerned with, but, you know, a lot of other people...
I am not concerned with whether dwarfs are playing dwarfs, or we're going to redo Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, maybe if you knew someone who was a little person, maybe
I've known little people. I've known dwarfs, and I didn't know
where they're called dwarfs.
You're
part of the problem, because you're calling them dwarfs.
Why are
they not dwarfs?
They're dwarfs.
That's not what you call them. Little people
equals dwarf.
Little people and dwarfs are different.
No, they aren't.
Yes,
are they
are.
Dwarfs are little people.
No, dwarfs are bad.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly and without clinical data. After 7 years, a SpaceX rocket is on a collision course with the moon after hurling through space. The booster was originally launched from Florida in February 2015, but after completing a long burn of its engines and sending a satellite off, the rocket's second stage became derelict, and here we are. An impact should happen March 4th. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No changes on the Russia-Ukraine border overnight. State Department spokesman Ned Price at a press conference Tuesday.
What the areas where diplomacy and dialogue may prove fruitful and viable, and the areas that are just non-starters. The Russians have held out one criterion, and that is their demands when it comes to NATO and open door, and we've been very clear about that. But we have also been very clear about specific areas, whether it's the placement of offensive missiles, whether it is transparency, whether it is exercises, whether it is broader arms control measures, where if done on a reciprocal basis, there is the potential to enhance collective transatlantic and broader security. Those are areas where we've been very clear that we're willing to engage in dialogue. We have been consistently transparent with all of you, just as we have conveyed this very clearly and consistently.
A Wisconsin appeals court on Monday reinstated absentee ballot drop boxes for the state's February primary after a lower court ruled that the boxes could not be used in the state. A Waukesha County judge on January 13th said that absentee ballots can be returned via mail or in person, but that under state law, drop boxes are not allowed. The state's election commission asked the 4th District Court of Appeals to block the ruling, saying it may cause voter confusion and uncertainty. Opponents of drop boxes claim they are ripe for voter fraud. USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished, and I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 past the hour. 9 reasons to avoid becoming politically correct. I was just reading, we're having a discussion here, as we often do, the old versus the young, the new and good way of focusing on who people are and what they're all about. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's sick, and so is Jay. So I have nobody to defend me in my position. I'm on my own here. We were having a conversation about the politically correct stuff. When it comes right down to it, see how many people agree with me who are listening. Who is responsible, and where did these things come from? Who decided that dwarfs aren't going to be dwarfs anymore? Or that the correct way to approach somebody who is, the people I grew up around who were black were referred to as black. Today, they're people of color. So who was it that decided? Well, no, is there some arbitration setting. Board somewhere that says we're not supposed to refer to these people?
Black
and
people,
why?
Black people are black, or some who identify more with African ancestry are African American. But people of color, that's just a larger, that's not eliminating anyone who's Latino or anyone who's black or Asian. That's just a broad stroke, you know, reference. But everyone is still has, you know, we all love labels, right, in society. Everybody still has their labels, so, yeah, it's not going away. Okay.
So here we have a study today that is focused on how much money goes to mothers. So can we refer to them as mothers who are lacking? Are poor mothers people who
I don't know what the parameters exactly were for this study, but yes.
But you're not getting my subtlety here.
You can't say poor?
Yeah.
That's what it said in all the
mothers
headlines.
Who have financial problems instead of being poor.
Okay, well, that explains because it does. Poor is weird because it's always like, oh, poor person. You know, I don't know. It's strange. someone who in financial need. Let's put it that way.
Challenged, financially challenged. How about that? Instead of poor, they're financially challenged.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, this is actually very important information. Listen up, because this tells you a lot about what's going on. If you're a parent raising a small child, listen. Yes?
Yes?
What? No.
Listen. I'm listening.
I'm pointing to you. Because
pointing to me for what?
I want you to tell the story.
Okay, I don't
stuck
have the
on
exact
poor
study.
Mothers.
I don't have the exact study in front of me, so can
right,
you
so
tell
anyway,
us?
Here's the story. Providing cash aid.
Says, listen, and I'm sitting here listening. Okay.
to poor mothers. Well, listen, we have to get our cues straight. Poor mothers, one of the things about doing a program, we're going to digress for a second. Do you realize one of the most wonderful things about doing a program like this? I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here, because this requires the sensitivity of the people. I'm on the air every day for hours with three women who are in different parts of the country. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Jay's out in Nashville, and Victoria's in New Jersey. And it sounds to the average person who doesn't know that we're all in the same room. Technology allows that to happen. The other thing that's important is we all know each other well. And, I remember Jay was a little bit, because she's the most recent member of the board here, and she had a hard time sort of getting into sync with how we do stuff. And it's knowing each other. That's really what it is, and anticipating what the other person is going to do, think, or say. And so most of the time we're really right there. And we don't rehearse this stuff. Most of the time the ladies don't know what I'm going to talk about, or I don't know what they're going to talk about.
Or you don't know what you're going to talk about. It's also a very important third element there.
Wait a minute. Hold the horse. Hold your horses here. Let's not get too cute. Anyway, most of the time I know what I'm talking about. I don't point out when you don't know what you're talking about. I don't say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Victoria.
No, I mean you don't know what you're going to talk about, meaning like you just sort of clickbait and pick things up.
Well, sometimes there are things you
Don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying you actually don't know what you're going to talk about.
I don't, because the spontaneity of conversation is such, I oftentimes will go into a half hour and have planned to do this, 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 and this. And because of the beauty of talk radio and conversation, I may be stopped on the first one because we go in four different directions because there's four different points of view presented by the people on the country, on the program. All right, so can we go back to this?
Yes, I have the study now if you would like me to run through it.
Well, I just what it does is underscore something that I'm very passionate about, and that is how to improve babies' brains and not have them jammed up by the technology that oftentimes mothers who don't know put their children sort of in front of a screen to babysit them. And if they're not 3 or 4 years old, doing that is a recipe for disaster. And so this kind of goes into that in a way that, you know, presenting a problem requires a solution. So here is how to fix baby's brain functions if you're from a poor family, right? Is that a good way of
Yeah, essentially.
Putting this forward?
Right. And so this was a big study that has kind of been in the making for a while. It's called Baby's First Years. And so they found, this is published in the Proceedings of the National Academies of Sciences. So what they did was they did two different groups. They divided mothers with newborn infants into two groups. One received a cash payment of $333 a month, and the other received $20 a month. And they found that after they evaluated the kids after 1 year, they found that babies in the high cash group displayed more of the fast brain activity typically associated with cognitive development. And so one of the neuroscientists from the University of Pennsylvania who did the study said that it's a big scientific finding because it's proof that giving families more money, even a modest amount more, leads to better brain development for early childhood development. This was part of the study, so they did it like an experiment. That's how they did it.
Well,
and
did
so,
they use federal money? Did they use research grant money from colleges or universities?
It's from the University of Pennsylvania, so I would assume that there was a grant for this. Now, the reason that they studied this is because, and the $333 thing, that's because President Biden had the child tax credit program where families received up to $300 a month.
So this was, does it work or not? That's the question that this answers, kind of, whether that money was worthwhile.
Well, and so there's a researcher who was also part of this from Harvard and said that this is groundbreaking and said, and this is his quote, he said, if I was a policymaker, I'd pay attention to this. It would be premature of me to pass a bill that gives every family $300 a month, but when you look at real need, then, you know, he was saying that this is demonstrating that giving parents, especially maybe single moms, a leg up is something that definitely impacts how a kid, how their brains develop in the first year. I mean, when you look at, like, and so $300 extra, right, that goes to formula. Formula is really expensive. So it's kind of like, well, if you have $20 a month, maybe you can buy some extra diapers, which are also really expensive. But if you have $333 a month, then you maybe have more time to invest in other things that will benefit.
Let me take this apart. Let me just take this apart one step down. I'm not a big fan of government programs that just dole out money here, there, and everywhere. But if you want to fast forward what happens to a child whose brain gets discombobulated and what it costs society down the road, this is a pretty good investment. And again, from the mouth of somebody who's not a big fan of a lot of government programs that just throw money, and actually this isn't government money, this is money that came from research funding for projects at the University of Pennsylvania. But I think what it does show, if I can get to the bottom line, is that it is very dangerous for you to allow your child to be exposed to all of the things on a screen that can discombobulate his or her mind, the neurons and whatever happens to people. And if you can somehow train the child cognitively, reading, whatever other exposure to the things that are, you were saying, I think, about my new grandson, how curious he looks.
He's so alert for a young baby.
He's very, very alert.
He's only 2 months old, right, about?
Yeah, a little bit more.
And he's just, he's so cute. And just to see the videos of every little thing, I've never seen a kid be that, like, locked in, you know.
Well, they're paying
age.
A lot of attention to the things in his environment.
Right.
And that's kind of what you got to do. Now, is everybody capable of doing that? I guess it depends. Right? Do you want to do it? But if you don't want a problem down the road, which is kind of what we're talking about here, then this is a good investment. Because I think most of us are aware of all of the special needs. I know in my community, the budget for the school department is $120 million a year. $40 million of that goes to special needs, special aid for special kids who are, in many instances, I mean, we all knew youngsters as we grew up that you know, didn't have the same development or had problems. I can remember a kid that lived up the street from me who lived in a shack. His mother was all alone, and she had this child out of wedlock, and she had nothing, and they lived in a shack, literally, a shack. And this kid was so, didn't have any clothing, didn't eat right, and, you know, sort of became a ward of the state.
Nutrition is so important to to baby's brain development.
Yeah, it's just, it really is.
Yeah.
And if you can't breastfeed, then, you know, you do the next best thing. Right. You hopefully get really good. The formula that's out there is good, but it's expensive. And so is, I think you suggested that a lot of newborns in families who don't have a lot of money, they get cheap. They get cheap.
Well, it's, I mean, think about it. If you can't feed your adult kids or your adult self,
right?
You go to cheap options. You know, Costco 99-cent chicken fingers, or you go to fast food, and it's the same thing. If if mothers with young babies can't give them the proper nutrition, you have to feed your child. So you're going to have to do whatever you can do. And unfortunately, nutrition is so essential in those, you know, in the early development stages.
Children are going to be, Miles, my other grandson, doesn't watch any TV. I mean, he's now getting exposed a little bit to Sesame Street and to some things, but he learns what he's learning from his friends in school and from what he reads and what his mother and father tell him. That's how we learn from our environment. And so when he was a youngster growing up, he loved... Well, he didn't know any different. His mother was feeding him vegetables, and so he ate vegetables, and he thought it was great. So he starts going to school, and the kids start telling him, oh, what about this chicken finger, and, you know, what about this popsicle, and all that stuff. So then he develops a resistance to eating vegetables. So his mother says to him, okay, well, you can have a chicken finger, but you also have to have asparagus. For every chicken finger, you got to have a piece of asparagus.
Every parent is like a negotiator now?
Yeah.
I don't remember having negotiations.
I was told to eat it or be hungry.
It's just there you go. And, you know, eat you sit there and hungry. Eat it. This is what our family is eating tonight. I mean, I know friends. Yeah. I have friends and everybody gets a different dinner. It's why aren't you just at a restaurant? I mean, when we ate dinner, we ate as a family.
What's
and everybody ate
you.
The same food.
That's it. Yep. That's it. That's what I tell Daisy now. She's never fussy about the stuff she eats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're at 48 after the hour here on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Weekly visits in person and alive, as opposed to being in person and not being alive. He's more than room temperature. He's Warren Eckstein. your pet's best friend. Okay, so we've been going around this week. Victoria came up with something I thought was fabulous. I had never, ever thought about the issue of dogs donating blood to help other dogs that are having operations.
So I never had heard of this either. We got an email from our local vet clinic that where we take our dogs, and they said, you know, just remember, dogs and cats can be blood donors as well, and apparently they're in short supply now, like, you know, human blood donors. They need to up that as well because of the pandemic, and so people weren't donating blood at the same rate that they were. But I had never heard of this. Is this something that happens all the time, Warren? This was like completely new to us.
No, it's major. As a matter of fact, I've worked with so many veterinary hospitals across the country that what they'll do is they'll literally go out, find a dog that can't find a home. The animal hospital actually adopt the dog. It becomes part of the animal hospital. They take them home at night, whatever, and this is their blood donation dog, because they can give blood just like people, you know, a couple of weeks later. So mm-hmm. It's very, very common. It's not uncommon at all for dogs to need blood transfusions or whatever.
So how do they do it? They stick a needle in the vein? They find a vein in the dog, just like when you
No different than they do a person. Usually it could be one of the paws, but no different than a person. But yeah, blood has been taken from dogs to help other dogs and cats for years and years. You know, the average person won't hear about it because, you know, most of the times...
How do we do it, though? Where do you go?
You're a veterinarian. You're
really?
A vet. Absolutely.
So I should bring Daisy down to the vet and say, I want to give, a pint of blood or something to help other dogs?
Well, if you want to donate, where can I donate blood? I don't know. There might even be a national, there might be a national blood bank around. I don't know that. But I know for
they
years.
They asked for, in our case with the clinic, they asked for dogs and cats to just come into the clinic and they'll just draw blood the way they
do. Dogs can't use cat blood, right? You can't use cat blood.
Unless they stop meowing and using a litter box, no. it's but it's a great thing. I see people that volunteer that brought their dogs in. But as I said, a lot of veterinary hospitals will adopt a dog or a cat or one of each, and they keep them at the animal hospital. And they love everybody. They're socialized. They're family pets. Never would have found a home, yet they're saving the lives of other animals. Great topic, because a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a good suggestion. I was just thinking last month I brought Daisy for her annual physical, and they take blood the same. You know, they stick a needle in her, find a vein in her front leg or someplace, and that's where they get the blood to test it and make sure everything is okay. But I guess that's the same way. Hello? Everybody's still there?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody fell off of a chair.
Somebody knocked something over?
don't worry. I just spilled coffee all over my...
Oh, no. Did you?
My keyboard. But it's nothing to worry about. I don't need my keyboard anyway.
Are you all right? Do you need to go, or are you okay?
No. It was okay. It was decaf. Don't worry.
Yeah, decaf doesn't hurt equipment as much as regular strength coffee does. So there are a lot of... We were talking about dog movies as we get into our conversation here, and all the dog movies, and I said, everyone I go to see at the end, I always cry. There have been a lot of movies that have been made. Old Yeller was the first one, I think. And you and I can go back to that vintage, right, Warren?
Yeah, Old Yeller died of rabies, and they had to kill him. I remember it. I cried like a baby. You know what's interesting is I can't go to those movies either.
Even I can't watch
TV commercials. Many of the dogs I train for movies, many of the dogs I train for certain commercials and whatever, even though I trained them and I know how great they were treated, they were eating filet mignon after the shoot, I still can't watch it. I still cannot watch it because I relate to it. So, yeah, it's up. What do you think the top-selling movie of all times for dogs was?
Top-selling
movie.
The movie that made
about dogs.
The most amount of money they made.
Benji?
Oh, the dogs made money.
Oh, no.
The movie.
We're talking about the movies.
With dogs. Exactly.
Beethoven, maybe?
Oh, you guys are so bad.
I would guess Beethoven or Benji, right?
I would guess you were wrong. that the number one movie of all times was in 2002, and it was the movie Scooby-Doo.
Oh, but that's not even a real dog.
I didn't say real or not real. I said dog.
That's a trick question.
But number two would be the Marley and Me. Number three is 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
Number four, Hotel for Dogs. Okay. Here's one I never even heard of. A movie called Bolt, B-O-L-T.
That's an animated movie, I think, right? About a dog, like superhero?
Well, that dog, that movie was made by the Japanese a couple of years ago. That the actor was the voice behind. Do you remember that? It was a Japanese like cartoon about dogs. And, phooey. I don't remember.
Doug, I stopped watching cartoons many years ago.
No, this was a movie, but it was made like a cartoon with cartoon characters. I'll remember.
Sounds like a cartoon, but okay.
Next time, yeah. All right, Warren, next time, check out his website.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.